So to summarize all that Ken's been sharing with us, human beings individually develop through these 6 or 7 levels, but at some point along the way, our development can become arrested. Most of the world's population today is at the amber, orange, or green level. Only at the turquoise level, the second tier, do we have the capacity to recognize the partial truths of all previous levels and embrace them. Specific research shows that 95% of the world's population is operating at first tier, which is green or below. The remaining 5% of the world's population has adopted or evolved to this new level of development. Each level of development has its zeitgeist, its moment in time when it is the dominant modality across the globe. So the question comes up, are we eventually heading toward a tipping point where everyone will be at turquoise level?
We are not yet at that stage of history, but we are headed towards that point where turquoise, integral, second tier, will be a major leading edge. And under those circumstances, the impact on the world is going to be nothing less than shocking, because each of the previous transformations we've had, and they've all been very noticeable. So when we moved from magic to mythic, we moved from hunting and gathering to farming. When we moved from agrarian to industrial, we moved from farming to machines and industrial. So when we moved into orange and into industrial, then there was a major shift there, which was very clear and very obvious. When we moved from orange industrial into green pluralistic, then the techno-economic mode became the net, became the information society. And that was also very noticeable. It was a profound shift. Now, all of those still are shifts in first tier levels. We've never had a shift that was a shift in a level and a tier. We don't even know what that would look like. The change could be so dramatic that it would be almost unrecognizable. And now here's where it gets wild. We have, of course, people like Ray Kurzweil talking about their being a technological singularity. Well, it's looking like that at about the same time the technological singularity comes in and hits the social quadrant, about that time, we're going to see a tipping point for turquoise hitting the cultural quadrant. And so we're going to be having singularities not only in exterior events like technology, but also in interior events like our culture and how we actually view and interpret the world. And the most noticeable thing about turquoise is its all-inclusiveness. And so we're all previous levels, all first-tier levels, actually loathe each other. Second tier is very embracing of all other levels and sees them all as having some sort of important role to play in human growth, development, and evolution. And so we have never had a society where the leading edge values said, whatever you do, make sure you include that person. Always had societies that said, whatever you do, keep them out. So we are going to be coming upon a cultural revolution that is, for the first time in human history, going to be embracing of all human beings. We have no idea what that will be like. it will be such a staggeringly different type of society that we can only guess. There are no previous examples that we can draw on, because nothing like this has ever happened.